Mark once more. This is Tim, your host.
Special edition?
Yeah, with Mark, my co-host, my partner, my buddy.
Ay, 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 ay!
Yeah.
Tot, tot, tot.
Okay, don't do that. But anyway, regardless, we're back for our second part of the coverage of the San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. We'll get more into that later. But first, Mark, what do you have to say about what's happening with the San Diego Comic-Con this weekend?
Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Capcom's Yoshinori Ono-san has announced Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah.
It is the next crossover game of two big fighting game franchises. And that would be the fighters from Street Fighter, Capcom Street Fighter franchise, and Namco, Bandai Namco's Tekken franchise. And what was seen in the San Diego Comic-Con floor was the debut trailer.
Yeah.
Which showed Ryu squaring off with none other than Kazuya Mishima.
Oh yeah, there was one with Chun-Li and...
That's one with Chun-Li and Nina Williams. Well, I'll get more into that because they had an intro trailer teasing Ryu in the dojo. When he was suddenly disturbed by Kazuya Mishima, he threw in Dan after literally beating the crap out of him. And then,
poor guy.
Yeah, then Ryu notices the disturbance and rises up to meet the challenge head on, which is Kazuya.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they present the Street Fighter versus Tekken logo. And it's done in the same manner as Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4. There's a brush art style.
Yep.
And evidently, it's going to be done in 2.5D. Here's the thing. Tekken and Street Fighter are two totally different fighting games. Mm-hmm. Tekken relies more on a 3D-based engine, which is a roam-around environment. I mean, you can sidestep in that environment, unlike in Street Fighter, where it's a 2D plane, meaning... It's just centered on two fighters fighting in one plane that you cannot interchange the area.
It's just it's like some sort of one dimension.
Yes, right? Something like that.
It's limited with movement.
Because in Tekken you can sidestep, and Tekken only has four buttons, meaning it corresponds to each limb. So you have left punch, left kick, right punch, and right kick. And Tekken is also combo reliant. It's more of a technical fighting game.
It's more complicated than the usual.
Yes,
gaming.
There's no fireballs, there's no Hadoukens, there's no special moves or preset combos like in Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It is a totally different fighting game to Street Fighter. So that's why everybody was so blown away by the announcement that there's
going to
be a
too.
Street Fighter versus Tekken game.
Yeah.
And of course, Capcom is going to be doing it. But that's not to say that Bandai Namco is not going to do their own version.
They are.
Yes. It was announced also in the San Diego Comic-Con that there will be a Tekken versus Street Fighter. Take note. Tekken versus Street Fighter, the reverse. Because Capcom is doing Street Fighter versus Tekken. And Bandai Namco is doing Tekken versus Street Fighter.
It's similar to SNK versus Capcom and Capcom versus SNK.
Yes, which back in the early 2000s, because in 99 and 2000 they came out with Capcom versus SNK Millennium Fight 2000.
Yep.
Then afterwards, the sequel came out, Capcom versus SNK 2, Millionaire Fighter 2001.
Yep.
Yeah, so those were successful crossover fighters, including, of course, Capcom is going to release next year Marvel versus Capcom.
Yes.
And they've been known to delve their hands into very, very outgoing and very out of this world blockbuster crossover franchise battles. So we had Marvel, we had Tatsunoko, we had SNK, and before Namco and Bandai had a crossover game, but it was not a fighting game. It was more of an strategy RPG, turn-based RPG, a la Super Robot Wars. Think of it that way.
Or it's not a fighting game, right?
No, or any of those turn-based RPGs that you're familiar with in games.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big thing for fighting game guys and gamers alike.
Yep.
Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yep.
Yes, and the gameplay trailer that we saw in the San Diego Comic-Con had Ryu fighting against Kazuya, and they had assists from Chun-Li and Nina Williams.
Yay,
and the game
Williams.
Is the game style and graphics are reminiscent of Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4. So that's going to be the graphics engine we're going to expect when the game comes out eventually.
Yes, definitely.
In a time to be determined, because they haven't announced the release date yet. But it's coming out for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Wow, Tekken appearing on Xbox, that's something else.
It already appeared in Xbox, dude, if you remember Tekken 6.
Oh, yeah.
Tekken 6 already had a release in Xbox.
Because before, it was an exclusive at Sony, right?
Yes, always to Sony until Tekken 6 went to the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
For multi-platform releases. So yeah, that's pretty much one layer we covered of the San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah. That was big and fancy. Yeah. The next one we're gonna cover is about John Favreau's next movie, which is
Cowboy and Aliens.
Cowboys and Aliens. And you just told me, Mark, we were discussing this earlier.
Yeah, that Harrison Ford made his first trip to the San Diego Comic-Con.
Imagine that. Han Solo from Star Wars
and Indiana Jones
from Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Just appeared at San Diego Comic-Con this year. I kind of find it hard to believe because he's such an iconic presence,
yeah,
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he's not into the fanboy stuff, but he was convinced by John Favreau.
And look at the fans' reaction to him going.
Side by side with James Bond.
Yeah, Daniel Craig, for those who don't know, he's the new Bond, but sadly...
Bond 23...
It ain't happening for now. It was cancelled officially because...
They're broke.
Yeah, MGM Studios... MGM Studios has gone bankrupt, and
but still, they're gonna do the prequel to
what?
Ring. What's that ring thing? Oh yeah, I forgot. Lord of the Rings.
Yes, the Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Yes.
They're still. They're still.
Peter Jackson. Yep. Peter Jackson's Hobbit. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're pursuing that to have produced that film, even though they're really
Yeah, a lot of things are happening at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah,
that's why I consider it one of the biggest events for pop culture on Earth.
Yeah, and
I've been keeping track with it on numerous sites online, like Newsarama and Superhero Hype. And you've been looking at it too, right?
Yeah, on Twitter. I was following the updates by the people who went there, left and right. They're posting photos... you know, the unknown things that we don't see every day, what we know about pop culture.
It's
mind-boggling.
There's just so much things to talk about in the San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they're going to focus on the most important thing, being comics themselves.
Yeah,
and this
is the one that I like.
Yeah, this is the thing about comics. They're so tangible that you can literally dip your hand into it, and you can come up with several different outcomes and possibilities.
Yep.
Like if they wanted to explore a different medium using a story or a character from comic books, it'll work. Look what happened to the Spider-Man films. Look what happened to the X-Men films.
Now,
going into that subject, we're going to enter into the Marvel Studios panel discussion, which is the most interesting panel discussion.
It's the wildest panel discussion I've seen
so
far.
Yes, because of course the focus is the upcoming Thor and Captain America, the first Avenger movie coming out next year.
Yep.
And you know what that leads on into?
Yeah, the Avengers.
For 2012.
Yeah.
Yes, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the Avengers. So they've announced an actor to play Hawkeye.
And the new Hulk.
And yes, there's a new Hulk. It's no longer Edward Norton.
That's what we discussed the previous one.
The big thing is Josh Whedon of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Serenity, and Astonishing X-Men fame will be officially directing the Avengers film adaptation. Mm-hmm. And going into that subject, the entire cast of the Avengers assembled on stage at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, it erupted right
there. Right there with Samuel L. Jackson, a.k.a. Nick Fury, introducing the cast. Then...
the first half of the cast.
Yeah, first half of the cast. Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, of course, playing Captain America and Thor respectively. Yeah, and then he introduced none other than Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr., who took over with a microphone and he started quipping his famous comedic lines. And then the entire Avengers cast was assembled and everybody erupted in the most insane cheer, chants, and shouts that you can find in a San Diego Comic-Con event. I mean, I haven't seen anything like that since the Iron Man footage came out in,
3 years
ago, in 2007, San Diego Comic-Con, just before the first Iron Man film appeared the following year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a lot of things happening in the San Diego Comic-Con, Mark.
It was the, it's the pop culture phenomenon that everybody's dreaming to go to.
Yeah, and, I mean, there are exclusives there that our friends from the States got, Mac and Adrian.
Yep.
They got Galactus.
And they have it signed, of course, with the man
himself, Stan Lee.
Stan freaking Lee.
Mac Diesel.
Yep.
He had that new 3.75-inch Spider-Man movie toy signed by the man himself.
Yep.
With Excelsior.
Yeah, it's awesome that I've seen that video, and he was still, is the best one that he said to date that he had.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was pretty good. I mean, just meeting the man himself. I mean, to meet a personality is so important. I mean, today, Mark and I just ran into John Fu, who was Jin Kazama in the upcoming Tekken film.
Who played the...
He also played Ryu in Street Fighter Legacy.
The fan film.
Yeah, the 3-minute fan film found on YouTube. You should check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Fu, he's a well-known martial artist actor who also played... a wushu martial artist in the in the movie starring Tony Jaa called Tom Yung Gung or The Protector.
Yep.
And he was also a League of Shadows ninja in Batman Begins. So that's just some of the things in his resume. But it was really an honor to meet Mr. Fu.
Yeah, he was surprised about you. I mean, he only knew little people. A couple of people. We knew his previous films. It was really, I think he was really blown away about
you. He was really a humble guy.
Yeah,
You were there with me, and it was pretty good. A good experience. Besides that, meeting celebrities is a big thing. And the San Diego Comic-Con has a lot of people there.
Yep, and so far the updates are still, we'll be probably seeing those in the next few days.
There's one more day, Sunday.
Yeah. So, today's Saturday there, morning.
Sunday morning
there, and everybody's gearing up for the last day of the best convention of all time. So,
but the biggest event already happened, and that was the Avengers discussion panel. Everybody went apeshit over that. And what can I say? That's it for now. This is Tim and Mark. We will give you more updates as they come from the San Diego Comic Con.
And just keep on tuned to our blogs at Geekmatic YouTube channel and
geekmatic.blogspot.com and our own personal blogs. Mine is popculturecrusader.blogspot.com and my partner Mark
nextjam.blogspot.com. You could also check the YouTube channels.
Yes, I also have one too. That's Timster, and my other blog is Timster timzstr.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. That's Transcend Vagabond. And Mark.
Yep, same as always, nextjam.blogspot.com.
Alright, so...
you just gotta check us out. And,
Will you check us out, and we'll have more updates as they come. But the San Diego Comic Con, if you've been living under a rock and not keeping up to date with the updates
then
online...
you're a rock.
Yes, like what Mark said. So this is Tim and Mark signing off.
Catch you later, people.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.